Now, Alan, we were talking earlier about the landers that you're going to be using for the Hades project. And I was just wondering, I know that below a certain depth, you end up having a negative buoyancy. So you'll actually sink when normally at the surface you would float. How do you overcome that for your lander? So you said that you send down an acoustic pulse, which makes them jump back up to the surface. How do they overcome the negative buoyancy?
What we do is, before we put them in the sea, we set all the cameras up to run on a time-lapse mode, and we have a system whereby we attach 3 40-kilogram steel weights, and then we deploy it over the side, and the steel weights make it entirely negatively buoyant. It still takes about 4.5 hours in complete free fall to get to 10,000 meters, because remember, that depth is about the same altitude as a jumbo jet will fly, so it's a long way to go. So, of course, it crash lands on the bottom, and then when we've decided that enough's enough, maybe 12 or 24 hours later, we have devices on the lander called acoustic releases, and they're what's holding the steel weights. So each one has a unique number, like a phone number, and you just call it and say, release the weights. It understands it over quite a long distance and then drops the weights, and we have flotation devices on the top of it that bring it back to the surface. So it's pretty simple. Expensive, but the principle is simple.